Cotton Farm Interpretive Panel, read by Carmen Mincy. Who needs a swamp anyway? Once considered a nuisance and a health hazard in some areas, swamps, forested wetlands, were often filled or drained. It is estimated that we have lost 53% of the wetlands that existed in the continental U.S. in 1600. Wooded deciduous swamps are vulnerable to climate change, and other contributing factors in their decline include population growth, agriculture, and development. Who needs a swamp anyway? We all do. Wetlands are important because they provide a buffer to alleviate upland flooding as well as support a rich, diverse environment that is habitat for many different species of plants and animals. Wetlands protect the water quality in lakes and ponds by filtering runoff from adjacent land and help ensure an adequate water supply. In addition, wetlands capture and hold carbon, which helps to mitigate climate change. Massachusetts has one of the strictest wetland protection acts in our country. Although this pond originally supplied irrigation for the adjacent orchard, it is now a protected and valuable resource to our community that provides habitat for many species of plants and animals, such as the barred owl pictured here, that you may see perched in a nearby tree to roost or stalk prey. Photo of barred owl roosting in a white pine tree by Soren Goldsmith. Photos and text arranged in a circle to cycle through the four seasons: winter, spring, summer, fall. In winter, the shiny red berries of winterberry holly provide critical food for birds that don't migrate. This is also a good season to see who the winter visitors are. Mammal tracks might be found on the snowy banks or in the mud. Perhaps a raccoon, or muskrat, or mink. Photo of winterberry holly berries persisting through winter. Photo of raccoon tracks in snow with link to QR code for a Massachusetts animal track guide. In spring, the conkeree call of the red-winged blackbird is a sure sign that the migrant birds are returning. The blooms of willow trees and shrubs provide important early season pollen and nectar for bees, including the honeybees in the nearby orchard. Photo of a male red-winged blackbird perched on a fence post singing with link to QR code for audio files of their calls and songs. Photo of willow shrub in bloom. As summer comes, the white spherical flowers that give buttonbush its name are blooming. White-tailed dragonflies will be emerging as adults, having spent their nymph stage in the pond. Watch for them along the shoreline, alternately flying and perching as they hunt. Photo of white spherical flower of the buttonbush in full bloom. Photo of white-tailed dragonfly with QR code for more information about their natural history. Fall is a good time to look for back swimmers. True to their name, these aquatic invertebrates typically swim on their backs with their legs stretched out like oars. Silky dogwoods, fatty blueberries are savored by many birds during fall migration. Photo of back swimmer swimming on its back with its legs outstretched with link to QR code for more information about their natural history. Photo of silky dogwoods, clustered blueberries drooping down.